Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. We have a lot of things to cover today. We're going to talk about Snow Leopard. Andy and I have been some information on it. We're going to forward to you about Snow Leopard, the new Apple operating system that came out last week. Also, YouTube is a great way to market your products, and we'll discuss some of the powerful tips about YouTube. And in the Ask Andy segment, there's an all-new LED screen in town, and Andy will give us some information on that new screen. Sets already being advertised that way. A little warning about a domain renewal letter, and then a number of other things in the computer area. So lots to cover today. I want to remind you about our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. A lot of things to cover on there. One is under newbies. If you're just starting out or having to get some idea of what you want to do, where you want to go, what market you want to sell to, what you want to sell, my suggestion is go to the newbie button, newbie link, and you can sign up for a free CD that would be mailed to you at your home rather than downloading. It's got a lot of video on that DVD. It's got PDF files of things to download and you can read. So a lot of information on getting started. There's a whole segment on in videos on HTML. It's always good to know some bit about HTML, so at least you understand a little bit, and that'll walk you through it. It's just a great little primer for HTML. In fact, it goes beyond a primer. So that's something to check out on newbies on milosinternetmarketing.com. Also, be sure to take a look at the clubs, the internet clubs. There's five of them that we have. We have a couple more we'll add in just a couple weeks. First one is a traffic club, and that's great for helping you to get traffic to your website. These clubs are free, or if you want to, you can join up and get additional information on a monthly setup so you're constantly updated on different things. But there's a traffic club to get traffic to your website. There's a e-marketers club to write good emails because it's so important. You can get traffic to your website and capture these emails addresses, but you need to send out a good email to get their attention so they don't just click off and go on to something else. Then there's affiliate link, and the affiliate link is just great ideas to help you to become an affiliate marketer. If you have nothing to sell, don't know what to sell, not sure what to sell or how to sell it, a great way to join the affiliate club. And we'll direct you to all different ways of what to look for in affiliate marketing. That's where you sell somebody else's product and get anywhere from 40 to 60% profit off of it. So it's a good way to start a business when you're just beginning, not sure where you want to go. And then you can move from affiliate onto your own bandwagon, but always keep affiliate in your back pocket because there's always something extra that comes along. If you're sending out emails through the Email Marketers Club, and they're good emails, you can talk about your product and you can talk about these other products. So there, it just opens up more avenues for you to sell things and make a profit. Then there's another club, Success Upgrade. That's really an important one because that's more a personal one. That's designed to help you as an individual to learn the strengths that you have, the strengths that you need, and how to kind of focus yourself to become good internet marketers. Because selling a product, having a pocket product is important, but you also need the courage, the aptitude, the fortitude to stick to it and get things done and what you need, how to organize things to make it good for you. So a lot of things to find on milosinternetmarketing.com. So when you have time, be sure to check it all out. But we'd like to talk about Snow Leopard. Andy's with me today, and he's going to talk also a little bit about Snow Leopard. That's the new Mac OS 10.6 operating system. It's already here. It's cheap. A single-user version of Snow Leopard is just $29 as an upgrade to Leopard. Of course, if you don't have Leopard yet, you need to purchase that upgrade. But most people do have Leopard. And then you go up to Snow Leopard. There's a family pack that's $49 for the family pack, and that'll do three computers. So if you have a laptop and a desktop and something else maybe, or just two computers, it's much cheaper to go with the family pack. The pack is, it's a small package. Whatever, when you buy Snow Leopard, it's not wrapped in a huge, fantastic package. It's $29, so it's kind of kept simple. It's a slim cardboard box. It's got a case inside that contains a sleeve that holds your DVD. It's all on one DVD. Of course, you always get their two white Apple stickers that you get. And a one-sheet support card that kind of tells you how to install it. It's really a very simple installation. That's what makes this so nice. You don't have to wipe out everything else. It's a simple installation. It won't wipe out what you have on your computer. It will put it in, if there's any question on something when it installs, it'll put it in a special folder it'll make and allow you to reinstall those things. So it's really good. There's really no manual. It doesn't need a manual. It's just kind of a directions on how to install. It will take about 45 minutes on a machine. So once you start installing, you need to be aware you're going to have this on for 45 minutes. It's also a good idea when you're doing it to have it hooked up to the internet. Even though it'll shut down and restart itself and everything else. The reason for it is just a few things that's going to update through the internet. There's some new add-ons already. So as you update it, it's going to bring in these new items. Mail is one of them, which we'll talk about later. It kind of updates as you boot it up. So, again, it takes 45 minutes, a very simple installation. There's a few key things. One is a neat way that handles, the QuickTime that really takes off from Windows. So, Andy, you got some information on Snow Leopard 2.
Yeah, well, you mentioned QuickTime. There are some notable changes with the QuickTime player. There's a new screen recording tool. You can record right off your built-in iSight, which is your the webcam that's built into your Mac. There's a new iPhone 3GS-like trim tool to cut your videos faster. The new QuickTime is QuickPlayer 10, and it certainly added some new welcome options for most, but for QuickTime 7 Pro users, things might get a little confusing. If you've already got Pro on your system and you do a straight install, you'll end up with the standard new QuickTime, which means a lot of what you're used to will be missing. There isn't even a preferences dialog anymore in the new QuickTime. So you could say goodbye to presenting movies on a different monitor or choosing a default full screen setting. Those aren't available anymore. Those who've been accustomed to Pro, though, it may be a little shock. Interestingly enough, Apple let us know that you can actually reinstall QuickTime 7 Pro from the Snow Leopard disk. So once you do the upgrade to Snow Leopard, you're going to get the QuickTime 10, but you can reinstall QuickTime 7 if that's what you would like. The installation for Snow Leopard, Milo, is one of the things that they changed the most. It's not like any of your other installations of the OSs that you'll be used to. They're quite proud of the new installer, Apple is, which upgrades in place. It quarantines, like you said, incompatible apps and plugins in an incompatible software folder, and it boots you right back up with little or no user effort. So seriously, you can just stick in the disk, you open the installer, you enter your password, and that's about it. You don't even have to reboot off of the DVD. Of course, that made it a little uneasy for me because, I'm used to doing the archive and install feature to make sure it backs up my old data and my old OS, but it doesn't have that anymore. That option's been removed, so you just have to trust the installer. Also, the printer driver installation is much smarter. Installing drivers for only the printers that you've used in the past and printers that appear on your local network. So Apple did a good job there, too.
One additional thing, though, it does pay to, there's a disk utility on the Snow Leopard install disk that you get, and it's a good thing to run that first. So it will suggest that you run the disk utility first. Some people can skip right over it. You don't have to, but it does help. And what it does is clean up the current files that maybe are overlapping or double or some errors somewhere. It'll clean all that up first, so you get a nice, clean install as opposed to kind of some messy loose ends, so it cleans it all up. There's a couple good guidelines online. If you need some more information, you can get great stuff offline to help you with it. So sometimes people aren't confident when they install something new. They're afraid it's going to wipe out everything. It won't. Don't worry about it. There is a repair disk utility in there, so if there is a problem, it'll do it. But there really aren't problems with it. You have a backup. Don't worry about it. Just hit that install, and it will do it all. So don't worry about it. Now, the fold-out booklet is interesting that they have. It shows you what's been going on with the new system, but truckloads has been happening under the hood. It doesn't look like much when you reinstall it, but there are a lot of things behind there that's working. Your Mac boot ups, check how much disk space you've gained. You're going to gain anywhere from 10 to 15 gigabytes, so it's a lot of extra room you're going to get over the old system. The dock's the same. At first sight, it looks the same, but this is different. When you boot the mail, as I said earlier, it's going to upgrade it, and that only take a few seconds, so don't worry about that. Now, folders on your dock will pop out, and now will scroll instead. If you have loads of items in them, instead of making little tiny icons, it's just going to give you one long list that's very easy to get to. Now, Microsoft Exchange 2007 is supported. That's built into, and that's good for businesses. In fact, Apple has dropped its old AppleTalk networking protocols completely. They just don't use those anymore. Finally, Preview now lets you more properly annotate PDFs, even without Adobe Acrobat installed, so that's really very, very helpful. Disappointingly, there's been no big increase in speed. The speed is about the same when you boot up and start things. The Finder, for example, is now 64-bit, but apparently most Macs still boot using a 32-bit kernel and drivers. So since almost every application included in Snow Leopard has been recompiled to run 64-bit, these applications can now access more than 4 gigabytes of installed RAM, which means the programs itself could run a little faster install, but once you start your computer, it's going to be that same long process because that's still operating in 32-bit. So what makes it faster? It seems that speed boosts associated with running the 64-bit mode. It gives you 4 gigabytes more RAM. If you can add more gigabytes, it's really going to help a lot. But what I think will happen in their near future, the next Macs that will come out will be 64-bit Macs, so that's going to really help a lot. Now, the other thing to be concerned about, if you have people put a lot of things on a Mac. They do on a Windows, but you do all these extra third-party company items, maybe that make it a little slicker or nicer or different or a special feel for it. Those things might create not a problem, but may not come back up when you install Snow Leopard. If it's a standard program from any large company, Microsoft, any of those major ones that supply programs for Apple, you're not going to have a problem. They're going to work properly and work just as fine as they did under your old version. But the little things might. People put screen capture things on or little video screens on. Those may not work properly. So you need to reinstall those or download those again or add those up. Some will, some won't. The ones that don't work properly and the new Snow Leopard can't figure out the code for that, they'll put it in a separate folder. And so that folder, once you install, that folder will be on the desktop. You can look at it and see which items you have to reinstall, reload, or maybe just kind of do without. But if you go back to most of those websites where you purchase those items, you will be able to get the updates for that to fit. It's like going in Windows from versions XP to Vista. There's always some things there that don't fit that are third-party programs. And it's the same way with Apple. But really, it's for the price, you can't beat it. It's $29. It's very simple install. It's upfront. There's no fooling around. There's no panicky. If you're like me, you still panic a bit when you install a operating system because you're afraid everything's going to be wiped off. It won't. If you feel more secure, back it up. If you don't have a backup system, I still say you should have a backup system. You can go to Miles Internet Marketing, and under specials, there is a place where you can purchase computer backup. It's about $14 a month, and it'll allow you to do 3 machines, whether the Windows or Mac. So gives you a lot of ability there. But it's always good to back up your machine totally in case there's a problem. But if you don't have a backup right now, don't worry. The operating system will still install fine. And if there is a problem, the nice thing, the Apple puts this in their fine print underneath everything else in some of their literature. If for some reason it's not installing properly and there's an error comes up and it's going to reboot, what it will do is the first time it'll reboot in your old system again. So it wipes itself out. It'll take a while. It wipes itself out. And then you get your old system back. So then try it a second time. And you shouldn't have a problem. Really shouldn't have a problem the first time. But no matter what, you're not going to wipe it out because if it stops in the middle of it, there's usually two situations. If it stops in the middle for some reason, it'll tell you to either reboot it and it'll continue installing from that point, or it'll tell you to stop and go back to the original version. So if you get cold feet, don't worry about it. Just go back and wipe it out and start all over again. But try it for the price. You can't go wrong. It'll speed up your programs internally. It will make a difference as new Macs come out in the market. When they have 64-bit running systems, it'll come back, and you'll be able to run faster machines and boot time faster and everything else. So really nothing to fear about doing it. It's a good price. It's easy to do. If you have more than one computer, Mac computer, get the family pack. You can do three computers for the price of one and a half. So, but again, it takes 45 minutes. So make sure you block out your time that you know for 45 minutes you can't use the computer. It's going to take that long to run. Probably 38, 39 minutes, but leave yourself 45. If you've got a lot of unusual things on your computer, it takes time to sort through each one to see if it can load that into their system. If it can't, then it puts it into that separate folder that it will tell you about when you have finished. So look at Snow Leopard. It's great. It's new. Very similar to the feel of the current one, so you're not going to panic over a new feel. And certainly don't hesitate to try the new Mac Snow Leopard, and you'll be happy. Really, you'll be happy you did. Also, be happy that you have time to look at Milo's Internet Marketing for lots of things on there. My suggestion is go to free stuff. We have some free items on there that also Andy's PC Speed PDF is there. If you have a PC and want to speed up your computer, it's a nice free manual, a 26-page manual, I think, the different ways to look at speeding up your computer. We've talked about some of these over the past weeks, and we'll talk about some of them down the future. So just a lot of ways that you can speed up your PC. Also, the eBay manual that Anthony and I put together is also there under free stuff. We have an encyclopedia of internet language, internet marketing language. So if you're trying to figure out what PPC is or what AdSense is or all these things, they're in there. And it's free. Just download. Now, that's a long one. That's, I think, about 80 pages. So there's a lot there. But they give you a lot of descriptions and a lot of information of things. So don't be afraid to download. So when you talk to somebody else, you know what you're talking about. Or if you hear code or see a code word that you're CPA, you're not sure what they're talking about, look it up and you'll know exactly what they mean. So a lot of places that you can go to find things on the free website. Very shortly, we're going to have some e-courses listed that will be free for getting traffic, for outsourcing, a number of different free e-courses that are coming up soon. So a lot will be there for free because we want you to get your feet wet, get on the internet, and start playing around and trying some things. The reason we put up the manual for eBay on there is that if you're not sure what to do and how to sell on the internet, we always say the best way to start learning is sell something on eBay or buy something on eBay. It gives you the feel of how easy it is to buy, how easy it is to sell, and kind of get yourself, whet your appetite for selling and selling your business on the internet. So don't overlook the eBay book. Even if you're not going to sell on eBay, there's a lot of tips on there, not only about eBay, about selling in particular. So just a lot of things you can look at that are on there that will help you, and we want you to get as much information as you can from us. There's a pro site on there, Milo's Pro Site. If you want to take a big step and go to the next level of really joining the professional ranks, not that you aren't as starting out, but again, there's a learning curve. And once you have that learning curve, you go to the pro site. There's an awful lot of programs on there and things that will really help you take it to the next level. So look at those things, get an idea. They're really hand-holding things. They're programs and ideas and thoughts that will help you. There's some free stuff up there also that will help you to improve your skills as far as trying to sell something on the Internet, as far as setting up a business. It's easy to set up a business, but there's a lot of pitfalls if you just don't do it correctly. So take your time, do it right, and go to Milo's Internet Marketing and learn from what they have on there. There's an awful lot of things on there that are there for your help and your assistance. As I said, a lot of free stuff. And we want to give you free stuff because it's really important that you get your feet wet. And also, don't miss the Milo's weekly radio specials. Every week we have some radio special that we're putting on there. What we talk about one week, we put on there for the week. And usually it's a discounted price, a cheaper price for that week or 2 weeks. And something for you to check into and look. And don't forget to check over that also. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about YouTube and how you can use YouTube for internet marketing. Until then, we'll be back shortly. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.